Pokemon Go may be taking over the world. At least it may seem that way, as the smartphone game is surging in popularity. It's based on the Japanese franchise from the 90s, and it uses augmented reality and GPS to send players out into the real world. Now, it's the top downloaded free app in the App Store, and the latest numbers say the game may be outpacing Twitter in daily active users on Android. So, how does a smartphone game go viral overnight? Let's turn to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. A special Pokemon Recode bump this week. Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media at Recode. He's with us from San Francisco. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. I thought that music sounded familiar.
You're right. It's a little different. But remind us, and for people who haven't played the game, and I'm going to put myself in that category, I have not played Pokemon Go yet, but how does it work briefly?
Sure. So essentially, you kind of touched on it in the intro there. The idea is that the app lets you catch Pokemon out in the real world. So it uses Google Maps. You create a character that lives on this map. And as you walk around your neighborhood or your city or whatever it may be, you come across, you know, fictitious Pokemon out in the wild. And when you find them, you can hold your phone up and augmented reality, it will project essentially a Pokemon so that it looks like it's standing right there on the sidewalk in front of you. You can try to capture it, train it, trade it with other people. So it's essentially taking the gameplay and attempting to get you off the couch and playing in the actual real world.
And such a huge success. How long did it take to put this together? And is the technology behind this very different from other games?
So this company that made this game, it's called Niantic, and it was actually incubated inside of Google. And so the folks who made this game were involved with, you know, helping to make Google's location projects like Google Maps, for example, or Google Earth. And, you know, a few years ago, they started making games as well. And this idea for a Pokemon game came about. And when Google became Alphabet about a year ago in the fall, Niantic spun out and became its own gaming company. So this game has been in the works for some time, but the technology, the maps technology, the augmented reality stuff, I mean, that's been in the works for a while. And while it's not necessarily brand new, for example, if you use Google Maps, you probably use a lot of the same stuff on your phone. It's just packaged in a totally different way. And I think that that's what's making it so interesting to people who are, you know, just trying this out for the first time.
And is this going to be the new wave of video games that they actually do take you outside into the real world? You don't just sit there and play them at home.
Well, I think parents would like that a lot, right? I mean, get your kids out of the house and in the backyard. I think the idea of having a smart computer in your pocket at all times, right? Like the mobile phone is so powerful now. And you can really do a lot of stuff that you didn't used to be able to do on a phone. And so, you know, it required for you to sit in front of the TV and have this big, massive Xbox or PlayStation or whatever it was, this big computer sitting in front of you. But now you can do so much of that on your phone that I think the idea of bringing your games wherever you go, so the idea of mobile gaming is, I mean, it's not new by any stretch, but I think when you kind of put a spin on it like Pokemon has been able to do here, that's certainly going to catch people's attention.
You know, the other thing that's not new by any stretch is Pokemon. And it's just kind of surprising that it came out in the 90s and then it kind of went away. And now all of a sudden it's come back. And it was a niche thing that certain people were into. But now it's gone mainstream just overnight.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a pretty big deal. I can speak from personal experience. I remember playing the game growing up myself a little bit. And so when I saw Pokemon Go come out, it was this blast from the past, right? I mean, it was this nostalgia, this wave of nostalgia comes over you. And
yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons so many people are jumping at the Pokemon Go game is that they're remembering when they were younger and playing with all of these same characters. And so, yes, Pokemon, I believe, is 20 years old now. So it's the fact that in the last week we're all of a sudden talking about it again is a little surprising. But at the same time, you know how things go in waves, and especially clothing styles and movies and things like that. They come and go, and I think this is just the next iteration of that.
And get ready then, I guess, for the Tamagotchi game or the Tickle Me Elmo
exactly.
game is going to be the next thing that comes out. Now, I just have to ask you about privacy concerns because Nintendo,
sure.
which published this, has gotten some criticism for that.
Yeah, so because it was incubated inside of Google initially, or at least this company was, it uses, you know, Google login for people to create a character in the game. And so in order to sign up, you have to hand over your username and password, which is essentially the thing that also gets you into your email or gets you into your photos that you store with Google. And so Niantic took a lot of heat over the last couple days because people realized that they were requesting permission to access all of that stuff. Mm. They came out with a statement yesterday and said, hey, you know, that was we didn't actually need all of that information. We're not actually looking at all of that information. We're working to kind of reduce what we have access to. Mm. But that was people don't want to pass along all of that information just to play Pokemon.
That's Kurt Wagner, a senior editor of social media for Recode, speaking with us about what else Pokemon Go taking over the world. Kurt, thanks so much as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.